We hear a lot about cyber attacks on government systems. The Pentagon and the Office of Personnel Management have both been hit. But computers in Washington are not the only government systems that are vulnerable.
Which is why the Pentagon is giving the National Guard a new mission: block attacks on computers at military bases and government offices across the country. Steve Walsh from member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
Inside the darkened armory in a space the size of a gymnasium, there's a horseshoe of computers. A projector casts an image on a concrete wall.
What you're looking at right here is actually a real-time attack map. These are attacks that are currently happening across the globe, back and forth cyber attacks. As you can see, we kind of get attacked a lot.
Airman Christopher Watkins works for an Air National Guard station in Van Nuys, California. From outside the gate, the station is so low-key that I overlooked it in favor of an Army reserve base across the street. No Humvees, no big radar installations or Blackhawks baking in the California sun, just a few nondescript buildings. Inside, it's the front lines of cyber defense, but even this close to Hollywood, the training center doesn't match the movies.
It's kind of hard to imagine what's happening in the digital world. Some people think it's like a magic black voodoo box that just does things. It's really not. There's a lot of work that goes behind it and a lot more work that goes behind defending it.
The mission of defending now falls on the National Guard. It's standing up new cyber protection units, pulling from a handful of states, including Indiana and California. The initial task is to support cyber defense missions already underway in the active duty Army.
Really what the focus of these teams will be is to protect the Department of Defense Information Network.
That's Colonel Tim Tomlinson, who commands the Indiana unit.
These teams, in essence, can work with a lot of data and figure out if somebody is trying to cause harm to our information network.
The Pentagon will stand up a total of 10 National Guard cyber protection units between now and 2018. They'll aim to protect military networks and civilian ones too, since the Guard also works for state governors. In Indiana, the unit will advise on ways to protect data, everything from tax returns to driver's licenses. The California Guard has been doing similar work on its own for a couple of years.
I'm Colonel Steve Buto, Vice Chief of Staff for the California Military Department.
Buta said one reason his state was selected is because so many California Guardsmen hold down full-time jobs in the tech community.
It's really private industry that's on the front lines of the cyber war, not the U.S. government.
The Guard is hoping the cyber units will help keep troops with IT skills from leaving the service. People like Tech Sergeant David Fallon. Fallon works full-time in IT at Boeing. But in the middle of the week recently, he was in uniform at the California Air National Guard Station in Van Nuys, getting in extra training with the cyber unit.
You got the good job. You're working for Boeing. Why do you stick with the Guard?
I love the Guard. It's kind of a family away from family. You know, we're very close-knit. You're helping your country. You're serving your nation. It feels right.
The Guard is hoping that the new cyber unit means Sergeant Fallon won't have to choose between patriotism and his career. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.